Bibles. Once again, I want you to turn to John chapter number 21. John chapter number 21. In just a moment, I'm going to begin reading verse number 10, but we must review what God does and did this afternoon in this particular passage. I believe it would be a great injustice to this chapter of Scripture if we did not continue our thoughts from where we was this afternoon. It's a great danger in our churches. Many times when we study the Bible, we have a habit of pulling out a thought, and that we have forgotten what has surrounded that particular thought or that verse or that phrase. And can I remind every young person in this building, the Word of God is a complete book. From Genesis to Revelation, every word in there is there for a reason and there for a purpose. What is considered the context of the Scripture simply means we must understand as the writer has wrote it to the children of God. So tonight, to completely understand the context in what the Bible is saying in John chapter number 21, we cannot stop where we stopped this afternoon. But we must understand and realize that Jesus Christ had a purpose for everything that was done in the believers and the life of the disciples. In this paragraph of Scripture. This afternoon, if you was not here, we spoke out of verse number 1 to chapter or verse number 9. And we said something about the influence of Simon Peter. It was an amazing thing. They did not completely understand Calvary. They certainly did not understand completely everything about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Simon Peter said, I go a fishing. But he had such influence and impact in his life that all the disciples that was around him, they followed Simon Peter on the boat, not knowing that everything that they needed was already on the shore. Everything that was provided was already on the shore. Allow me to say this once again as we are laying the foundation. Young person, do you realize and do you understand that everyone has influence? There's decisions that you make. It will not just affect your life, but it will affect and impact everyone that is around you. So we studied on those few verses this afternoon for a short time. But notice verse number 10 in John chapter number 21. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, and 153, what a number. And for all there was so many, yet was not the net broken. We realize we have studied this, we have comprehended this in our minds today. It was the disciples that trying to do it in their own power and in their own might. And do we realize this evening when you and I, as children of God, trying to accomplish the task in our own power and in our own strength, we will always fail without God. We were reminded yesterday evening as Brother Kenny was preaching out of the Word of God. It really doesn't matter how talented we are. It really doesn't matter how good we can do things without the anointing and the touch of God. So that's exactly what happened in the life of the disciples. All of a sudden, these professional fishermen who were unsuccessful, they had fished all the night long. They began to listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now their nets were full. Now they pulled up the nets that should have broken with all the fish, but God performed a miracle. You do believe tonight that we still serve a miracle working God. We still serve a God with omnipotent power. As a matter of fact, there is nothing that my God cannot do. He can do it with somebody that was a nobody, and he can take anybody and do a miraculous work in their life. That's just the God that we serve. Now watch verse number 12. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, I love that word, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Before they were doubting, before they were wondering, but now all of a sudden the Lord had worked a miracle in their life, and the fish was there. The bread had already been prepared.
Spirit, and they knew exactly who it was they were dining with. I believe, preacher, from last night to today, we've just been sitting around the table with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe God had been working, and God had been moving. And can I say it to every teenager, every mother and father, every child and God that's in this building tonight, thank God for your talent. Thank God for your ability. Thank God what God has made you able to do. But we need more than our talent. We need more than our ability. We need a holy God to reach down further than we could ever reach up. It's all about the miracle working power of God. So watch the Bible, verse number 13. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is an amazing thing. Now, this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So notice verse number 15, just laying the foundation. This man with influence, Simon Peter, this disciple that was getting out of God's will and stepping into the boat, now he had heard from God. And the Bible said, so when they had dined, in other words, they had just sat at the table with the Lord Jesus Christ. They had just ate the bread that God had prepared for them. They had just ate the fish that God had made available upon the shore. You know why your youth preacher, you know why your pastor wants you to come to meetings like this? Because if I'm ever going to do what God has asked me to do, if you're ever going to completely and fully and totally follow the will of God for your life, you must first sit down and dine with the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I say tonight, we don't need another meeting. We don't need another time of fellowship. We need to come together and eat the bread that God has made. We need to sit down on the shore and eat the fish that God has prepared. So then dined with the Lord Jesus Christ. They had just ate his bread. They had just swallowed his fish. And watch what happened in verse number 15. So when they had dined, look who he speaks to. Jesus saith to Simon Peter, that one that had the influence, that one that had made the impact. We talked of it this afternoon. So now directly, all the other disciples were there. All the other disciples was listening to the conversation, but this was directed to Simon Peter. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Watch his answer. He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Now allow me to give the introduction quickly. Number one, that says something about the age of the lamb. Jesus said, Simon Peter, if you really love me, if you're really going to be my disciple, just an introduction, if you're really going to do what I've called you to do, you will feed my lambs. Now that has to do with the age of the little lamb. They had not lived on the earth except for a year or less. These were the young ones that didn't know everything about God, didn't know everything about what the Lord was doing. But Simon Peter said, don't neglect the young ones. To Simon Peter, don't neglect those that haven't been raised in the house of God. Don't neglect the young people that aren't preacher's kids and there aren't deacon's kids. He said you ought to feed the young ones too. And can I say thank God for every young person that showed up tonight. Thank God for every young man and young lady that wants to do something with their life tonight. Your father may not be a preacher. Your mother may not go to Sunday school. I'm here to tell you tonight, God wants to do something in your life. God wants to use you. He's still a miracle working God. You're looking at a preacher that had a daddy for a drunkard, but thank God one day God showed up at my house and God saved my drunken father. I'm here to remind you, if God can do anything with me, God can do something with you. Don't neglect those that the world is neglecting. Don't neglect those that religion is rejecting. I'm just here to tell you, Jesus said, come and dine. Sit at his table. Sit at the meal with the Lord Jesus Christ. has to do with the age of the lamb. But number two, notice the advancement of the sheep. Verse number 16. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, well, if you really do, Simon Peter, if you really love me, like you say you love me, not feed my lambs, but feed my sheep. That's those that have been in the way for a while. That's those that have been living for Jesus for a long time. That's those that believed he was the Messiah before he ever went to Calvary, before he ever got up from the grave. And we are living in a rebellious religious day. We are going into churches all around the country. I'm glad they're trying to reach the young people, and they ought to. I'm glad they're having meetings like this, and they ought to. But there's a generation that we are leaving behind. We're throwing away our hymn books. We're throwing away everything that they had done. We're throwing away old time religion and old time preaching just to try to be relevant in this modern day. And you listen to me, and you listen well. We wouldn't have a church if it wasn't for our past. We wouldn't know what a Bible is if it wasn't for the men of God that stood up and proclaimed the things of God. Jesus said, Simon Peter, if you really love me, no, you won't neglect the next generation, but you also won't neglect the generation that stood the test of time. I'm here to tell every young man, I'm here to tell every young preacher, if you want to learn how to preach, it's not going to a Bible college. It's getting behind a man of God that's been in the way all these years. Open up your Bible. Listen to the pastor. Don't neglect that generation. Number one, there's the age of the lamb. There's the advancement of the sheep. But number three, here's the message. Look at the application that is made. Verse 17, he saith unto him, Simon Peter, the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Watch this. This time, Peter was grieved. He'd already answered him twice. You know the story. You've read the passage. You have memorized the scripture two times. You know I do, Lord. I love you. I'm here. I know I failed. I know I'm messed up today, but I'm back on the shore. I'm where I need to be. He was grieved, the Bible said. Why? Because he said unto him the third time, verse 17, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. So Jesus said unto him, if you really love me, feed my sheep. But watch the Bible. He doesn't stop there. He continues his answer for Simon Peter. There is an application that the Lord is about to make in the life of this man that had influence, in the life of this man that Simon Peter don't even know it, but God is getting ready to use him in a way that he had never used any man before. And I'm here to tell every young man, I'm here to tell every young lady, don't be satisfied just sitting on a pew. Don't be satisfied just being in the background for God. I'm here to tell every young preacher, I'm here to tell every young man and young lady, I don't serve a dead God. I serve a great God. I serve a mighty God. And God wants to do something with your life. God is preparing you to do something for the Lord Jesus Christ. Simon Peter, I know you love me. If you really love me, here's what's going to happen. Feed my sheep, Simon Peter, but it doesn't stop. Verse 18, verily, verily. That simply means, now it's time to pay attention. It's time to listen to what I'm saying, Simon Peter. Because Peter, you don't understand. I'm going to use you. I'm going to do something in your life. Don't make some stupid decision that messes up what I want to do with your life. Don't be influenced by somebody ignorant that don't even know God or love God. I want to do something big with you. I want to do something great with you. You say, but I'm just doing this. I'm just feeding the homeless. I'm just out knocking on doors. And can I say, everything you do for a great God is a great task. He's a big miracle working God. There are no little eyes. There's just a big God. He's mighty. He's amazing. It's untelling what God will do with your life. Simon Peter, I've got a plan. Got a purpose. So this time you need to pay attention And you need to take heed. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Simon Peter, not to the others, this is to you. Watch the Bible. When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself. Number one, notice the confidence of the young. You know what Jesus just said? Simon Peter, remember this afternoon? You went on the boat. You still had strength. You're still at the age. You still have the ability. You can make your own choice whether you wanted to stay on the shore or whether you wanted to get on the boat. That's when you're young, Simon Peter. And I'm here to tell every young person in this building, you are at a crossroads in your life. You have the physical ability to make your own choice. You have the physical ability to make your own decision. I hear it everywhere. Well, preacher, I'm going to this university. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this money. I'm going to have this career. And can I say, I'm glad we have a God of grace. I'm glad we have a God of mercy. As a matter of fact, He's so big and full of mercy. He gives us a free will. He don't make anybody serve Him. He don't make anybody live for Him. We're not a bunch of robots rolling around upon this earth. He'll let you choose. He'll let you decide. I'm here to remind myself and everybody in this building, if I decide not to serve God and I decide to live for myself, I will suffer the consequences. I will suffer not serving God. He said, Simon Peter, listen to me and listen well. You're still young. You still have the ability. You still have the strength. You can do what you want to with your life. Every young man, you're going to make a choice. Every young lady, you're going to make a choice. And you're going to decide yourself. God's not like a lot of preachers browbeating you and try to put you up in some spiritual religious change. God says it's up to you, sir. It's up to you, ma'am. Now you're able to make your own choice. Number one, watch the Bible. We notice their confidence. But number two, all of a sudden there's a contradiction. The Bible said, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. You know what He said? You did what you wanted to. When you're physically able, you can. When you have enough strength in your body, when you have your age has not affected you, you can go where you want. You can do what you want. I know some of you looking at me like I looked at my father. My father would tell me what was right. My father would tell me what to do. He was a biblical father. He's a good man of God. But there was a time in my life I knew if I could just get enough age on me, I'd go do what I want to. I could make my own choices. I could go where I wanted. I could ride when I wanted to ride. It didn't matter what anybody said in my life. Simon Peter said, all right, I love you, Lord. Jesus said, if you really love me, I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Now you're young. You can do what you want to. You can make your own choice, your own decision. But here's the contradiction. But thou shalt be old. Verse 18, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee, whether thou wouldest not. You know what He just said? Whether you want to or whether you don't want to, it's going to happen. Whether you want to go here and you stretch forth your hands and say, I really need to go over here, there'll come a day if you live long enough physically, but you'll not do what you want anymore. But you'll lose your strength. You may even lose your mental capacity. And you will have to do what they want to do. What a picture. What a type of the maturity of the believer. If I am an immature believer spiritually, not physical, but spiritually, if I am immature in the things of God, if I am immature in the pages of the Word of God, I'll say I'll do what I want to. I'll serve God on a later day. Yeah, I believe I'm called to preach, but I can preach later on. I want to live how I want to. I want to sin when I want to sin. It's the immaturity. But those that have grown up in the Lord Jesus Christ, those that have decided to mature in their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not about what you want to do. It's not about what I want to do. As a matter of fact, if you've been washed in the blood, if you've ever been to Calvary, if you've ever been saved by the grace of God, we have been bought with a price. Now I belong to Jesus, and Jesus belongs to me. Not for years of time alone, but for all eternity. No longer what I want. No longer what I desire. But if I'm growing up in Jesus, Lord, I don't have to be here. But the mature believer, Lord, I want to be here. I've got a mind. I don't have to listen to that preacher. But he's a man of God. Lord, I want to listen to that preacher. I wonder, young person, where is your spiritual maturity? When will come the day, moms and dads, when you'll say, I'm going to grow up. I know I can do this. I know I don't have to be there. I know I don't have to be there every time the door's open. I know I don't have to read my Bible every day. I know I don't have to pray all the time. But I want to. I'm going to grow up. Number one. We notice the Bible, the confidence, the contradiction. Number three, and I'm done, notice the command to the believer. Verse 19. This spake he, I love this, signifying by what death he should glorify God. Not your physical death, but a spiritual death. If I am to glorify God, whatever my talents, whatever my abilities, whatever my intellectual capacity may be, if I am going to glorify God in this body, there must come a day when I die to self. Say, God, I'm yours. God, whatever mission field, God, whatever church, God, whatever career, God, whatever job, I die to myself. And I give glory to a holy God. Amen. So watch the Bible, the command. When he had spoken this, verse 19, he saith unto Simon Peter, the one that had influence, the one that made an impact in the life of the other disciples, he gave him one command. Peter, follow me. Follow me. Young person, you don't have to live for Jesus. I am not going to tell you that if you live for Jesus, you'll be rich and you'll be healthy and you'll be wealthy, because most times it is not so. You don't have to give up your career for Jesus. You don't have to give up that scholarship to that secular worldly university that denies God, denies the Bible, and denies everything that you've been taught for the last 18 years. You don't have to. But if you want a life that glorifies God. If you want to live a life that'll make a difference and make an impact for Jesus Christ. Lord, I don't know what all you have. Lord, I don't have much to give you, but God, what I have is yours. God, just take me, take my talents, take my abilities. I will follow you, whether it's to the jungles of Africa, whether it's to the snowy banks of Canada, whether it's in my city, in my town, I'll follow you wherever he leads. That's exactly where I'll go. So I wonder what young man tonight will say, God, I'm yours. Here it is. I wonder what young preacher will say, instead of following men, I'll follow you, Lord. I wonder what young lady will say, I know what everybody else is doing, but I'm going to follow you, God. I wonder what mom and dad, that's spiritual enough, you're better than most, you came to the Saturday evening service, you have invested time in your children, but I wonder what mom and dad will say, that's not enough, I'm going to give everything to him. I want my children to see a mother and a father that's totally dedicated. I'll follow you, whatever that means for my life. Peter, you love me? You know I do, Lord. Peter, do you love me? Well, Lord, you know I do. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. If God leaned out of the balcony of heaven tonight, I would say most of us, if not all of us, would answer the question just like Simon Peter. But I wonder what would happen behind my answer if God would have to command me to follow Him. I want you to stand with every head bowed, every eye closed.